Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed, the podcast all about health and self with me, S.R. Crawford. Today we're talking about endings and beginnings. So as I've said in the last like four podcast episodes, I've started a new job and it's basically feeling like a new chapter in my life. When things happen quickly, it can feel like you're being overwhelmed or you're being tested or something's not quite right. And I think this happens with big changes in our life that we didn't expect or, you know, came about faster than we thought or just happened that were out of our control. Oftentimes we focus too much on the endings rather than the beginnings. So for me, right now with this new job, I could focus on the fact that my kind of freedom with the whole part-time thing is ending. I'm going to be losing time. I can focus on the fact that the friends that I made at the other job, I'm not going to be seeing anymore. I can focus on the fact that basically, like I say, that freedom is going a, kind of feels like the worst part, right? Or I can choose to focus on the fact that so many things are beginning for me. I'm beginning a career that hopefully I can stay in for a good while until I get a publishing contract. I'm beginning to be in an environment where learning is encouraged, something of which is a key value and a key strength and a key interest of mine. So I'm going to be around the right kind of people. I'm going to be in the right kind of environment for growth. I can focus on the fact that I'm beginning to work in a place that I feel a lot of value within myself, a lot of self-worth, because I have to admit, it's hard when you're asked, oh, what are you doing with your life at the moment? What are you doing with your time? And you have to say you're unemployed, or you have to say that you're self-employed, but you didn't have any clients, or more recently that I'm part-time employed working in a store. You know, obviously a lot of people see your life online and they've seen mine. People saw that I became self-employed and they were really proud of me. And then for me to then go what felt like backwards felt shameful. I did feel shame and I felt anger. I felt sadness. It didn't feel good. And when people are watching, obviously you feel like they're judging you. But the majority of the time they're not, of course. People have got their own things going on. They're not thinking about you so much. But that's what feels bad, right? But at least in this situation, the thing that I'm beginning to do is something that's going to be new and exciting and something that feels good. I'll be able to say, yeah, I'm a teaching assistant in a school. That feels good to say. And oh, whilst I'm doing that, I'm also a student. Whilst I'm doing that, I'm also writing my books to hopefully publish soon. That feels good to say. So instead of focusing on the ending or focusing on fear of the in-between, I could focus on the beginning, which is fruitful, which is plentiful, which is prosperous, which would hopefully bring a lot of good into my life. The thing about chapters in your life and stages in your life is that we feel like when that thing ends that no aspect of it is left behind, but that's not true. The chapters in our life are all part of a bigger book, right? And the memories will always be there, hopefully the good ones, but the bad ones will be there too. And the people that were meant to stay in our lives from the past will always be there too. If they're meant to be there, they'll be there. If we want them to be there, they'll be there, right? And the teachings, what we learn along the way in the previous chapters and previous stages will sit with us. It makes us who we are today. So though those chapters aren't what we're living in the present moment, they're still a part of our past. They're still a part of who we are. They're still a part of the skin that we wear. And that is beautiful. And that can be something that you choose to hold on to and feel, you know, comfort and beauty with. Or it can be something that you choose to let go of because it no longer serves you and you want to shed that skin. And that's what a new chapter is all about. That's what endings and beginnings are all about. Growth, shedding skins and growing wings. Oftentimes with the changes that come in our life, we're afraid because of the unknown, right? We fear the unknown. We fear what we can't prepare ourselves for. The unpredictability of the future is terrifying. If I know what exactly will happen, then it feels less scary, right? But you don't know. You're jumping into the water and hoping that you land softly or, you know, you grow wings along the way. Kind of a rubbish metaphor there, Shana, but that's what it's all about. And the point is, no matter whether this new beginning is good for you or not, whether this new beginning is successful or not, the experience is an element of growth. The experience will help you in life because you'll learn a lot about yourself. You'll learn a lot about what you do and do not want. You'll learn a lot about life, about the world. And generally, you'll have the knowledge of knowing, okay, I tried that thing and it wasn't for me, and that's okay. Now I know that that's not something that I should pursue. But if you don't step forward into this new chapter, this new stage in life, if you don't embrace this new beginning, then you will never know whether that thing's for you or not. I would have the question of, what if working in a school was what I needed and wanted all along? How will I know unless I try? And it comes down to needing to let go of control, that you need to let go of the need to be sure, because that's what holds us back. That's what stops us from taking steps forwards. This is what makes us cling to endings rather than opening our arms to beginnings, because we're like, well, I don't know what's going to happen. I can't control or predict this situation, and therefore I'm out of control, and that feels horrible. It's like getting into a car and letting someone else drive. Especially if you're a driver, then you know that it can be, you know, a bit uncomfortable to let somebody else drive you, because you kind of want to drive your way and you're a bit on edge because they're a bit of a weird driver or a dangerous driver. And you kind of, like, I know that I put my foot on the pedal when I'm in the passenger seat sometimes because I would brake sooner than somebody else brakes. And it annoys people when I do that. But it just comes down to, like, the need for control. We all like to be in the driver's seat. We all like to know that our hands are on the wheel, feet are on the pedal, our feet are on the brake, that we control how fast we go, how far we go, whether we go or not. But at the end of the day, that's not how life works. Time always passes no matter what you do. Things will change no matter what you do. Everything in life is temporary. So you wanting to be in control of the time, you wanting to control the speed of the car, where the car goes, makes you unhappy because you're trying to do something that is impossible. You can sit in the driver's seat. You can control what happens in your life sometimes to a point, but things happen outside of your control. And that is something that you have to embrace, especially if you're somebody who wants to go far in life, especially if you're somebody who wants to have a good, fulfilling, abundant life, one where you didn't let fear control you, right? That means that you have to let go of the need of control, let go of the need to be sure, and to embrace the unknown, knowing that you're going to be scared no matter what. You're going to be scared. But once you walk through that door, that fear will slip away because you'll have the answer to all of your questions. You'll know. The best way to, I won't say confidently, but to at least be able to embrace new beginnings is to trust that you'll be okay no matter what happens. Not that you'll be okay because everything will be perfect, everything will work out. Like with this new job, I'm going to love it, everything's going to be great, I'm going to make so many friends, and I'm going to be the best teacher in the world. That's not necessarily going to happen. And that's very kind of childish to assume that's going to happen. But instead, I can trust that even if that doesn't happen, even if I hate it or I'm fired or I quit, that I will be okay. That I trust myself to get through it. I trust myself to find something else to do. I trust myself to find my feet again. Trust is a massive, massive element of being okay with change, of being okay with new chapters and new stages. Trust is what you need to bring with you in that car whilst you're sitting in the passenger seat. You need to cling to that trust, cling to that faith, cling to the belief that you will be okay no matter what happens, that you'll find your feet and you will embrace the failures or the mistakes or the missteps or the beatings along the way and still get up and walk again and fight again and find what makes you you, what makes you happy with the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. But right now, this is the one thing that's in front of you, and all you can do is take a deep breath, trust in yourself, trust in the universe, and go and find out what happens. So if you're faced with a situation where you can decide whether to end something and start something else, then you need to ask yourself if it's time. Is it time? And be honest with yourself. So for me, I know that it's time. I've done 4 months at this other job, and it helped me when I really needed to get back on my feet, when I needed to get money. But at the end of the day, I wasn't made to be in retail, to be in customer service. I wasn't made to be standing at a door greeting customers. No offense to anybody else. everybody is different. But for me, that doesn't suit my aspirations. It doesn't suit my personality. It doesn't make me happy. I'm not using my skills, my mind. And so that's not good for me. And therefore, I know when I'm honest with myself that I needed to look for something else. Hence why I did. Hence why I went searching for something else. And the universe provided. And I have to trust that the universe put this in front of me as either something I needed to try and know was wrong, or to try and finally be happy, at least for the time being, and to move forward and embrace this new chapter of my life. Ask yourself, is there anything left for you here? Wherever you are, whether it's a job or a place or a person, whatever it is that you're thinking about ending and beginning anew, then ask yourself, is there anything left for you here? Are you growing or shrinking or staying the same in this situation? Does the unknown offer more for you? Does it offer areas of growth? If you're unhappy, if you're dragging yourself out of bed every day, or you can't face this person that you've entered a relationship with anymore, you're just arguing and there's nothing good there anymore, you're not growing anymore, then you need to ask yourself, why stay? Why stay? There's nothing good for you there. But when you take a step into the unknown, you could find that one thing, that one beautiful thing that makes you so happy, that ticks the boxes that you want to be ticked, you know, that gives you that growth, that helps you to step into a new version of yourself, a stronger, better, happier, more beautiful version of yourself. And that is exciting. That is worth taking a step into the unknown for, right? So when it comes to endings and beginnings, we need to focus less on the bad side of the ending and the bad side of the beginning. Instead, see the good side of the end and the good side of the beginning. Embrace that new beginning with trust, and it'll be bittersweet, perhaps. It might be really hard, perhaps. But that doesn't mean that it's not good for you. That doesn't mean that it won't work out. And that doesn't mean that you are entering the wrong door. It means that you're entering a door that you need to go through right now. And hopefully you'll be led to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing at the right time. And you'll learn a lot about yourself as you go, which is always a good idea. So that's my little inspiration for the day. Hopefully I'll stop talking about my new job as I've actually will have started it. And I'll have, you know, more positive things to say and less, you know, uncertainties and talking about, you know, fear and coping and all that. But I know that a lot of us obviously seek help when we're faced with changes, seek help when we're afraid to do things. So perhaps these podcasts are resonating with you more than I perhaps think. But anyway, that's what I'm dealing with right now. So that's what's on my mind and that's what I'm talking about. And I hope that's okay. But I'll speak to you next week, hopefully with something beautiful about my new job to tell you about. Take care, guys. Bye.